Hi there. Welcome to the Flight Risk Podcast Show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton, and it is Friday, March 15th, 2024. We are halfway through the month, so I hope your month is going well and that you're making some progress in your life. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there in the social media ethos that really hear so many people talk about, you know, I can't get and have no access to an education. I have no way to start a business. And I want to share with you some thoughts and ideas on just how you can do this. So here's the skinny. If you're going to go to school, well, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to study, obviously. You're going to have to learn. So what is the library full of? It's full of amazing books that you could go and actually learn from. Many libraries have a huge amount of textbooks in them. But I don't really know that textbooks are what you need. You know, if you want to understand yourself better, then I might go read some psychology and psychotherapy and other types of books that deal with mental health, you know, and get some differing opinions. You know, there's differing opinions from Freud. There's differing opinions about Carl Jung. You know, there's all kinds of things that you can do to educate yourself to become a more well-rounded person. To become mentally acute with what your life needs and what you need to be healthy. And it also can teach you, you know, math and things like that, math, English, writing. I can tell you from, as an author, you know, I don't have a formal education in English or literature or anything else. But what I did do is I went out and I learned I learned the basics of forming a book, how to write. And many authors, incredibly successful authors will tell you the best way to write is to read books and write. If you really want to see, you know, it's amazing when you go in and you see how Stephen King or Mark Twain or looking at sentence structures and the way that they put a scene together that I'm able to make in my mind, that I can either get really scary or I can laugh or I can cry, you know, and it's interesting to read. I love Ernest Hemingway, to read the books, and I love reading about his life and studying the history of Ernest Hemingway. God rest his soul, towards the end of his life, take his own life, and it's sad, you know, that anyone could do that, and it's sad that someone with such genius wasn't able to find peace with himself. And so those are all interesting things to study and learn, and then you look at the body of his work and you say, wow, I would love to be able to storytell like that. Well, any good filmmaker, any good author, any cinematographer will tell you that they absolutely take the best of what is available today in a space that they want to talk about. They take all the good from that, and then they expand on that. They make it their story, but they make it even better. You know, and many directors, famous directors, have jokingly said, you know, where'd you get that idea? And, well, I stole it, you know. And they mean that jokingly. They don't actually go out and steal your idea. But they, if you do something really well and they feel like, wow, that's something amazing, I have seen them more times than not give really good kudos to the person that they basically said, hey, I can do this, but let's twist it this way and make it even better for me. And I thought that was really cool. So there are a million ways instead of, you know, I see so many people out there, especially young people, stop complaining. Okay? Life is hard. Yes, it is. But you can make something of yourself. You just have to apply yourself. Well, how do I apply myself? Okay. Well, you know, if you go to school, at some point in time, they're going to make you read a book. If you go to school, at some point in time, they're going to make you write out a lesson or something. You know, a lot of times there's practice tests in books. A lot of times if you take good notes, one of the things that I do is I take notes while I'm reading, you know, and I go in and a lot of times I'll pick and choose things out of a chapter. You know, a lot of books, sadly, you know, you have to get to the fourth or fifth chapter to get to the meat and potatoes of a book. So in the first few chapters, most authors put me completely to sleep when it's a nonfiction book, because I have to listen about their childhood and I have to listen about how they, you know, came to do all this. I don't really care how, and I think I speak for a lot of people, as much as, and it's going to sound bad, but I don't really give a shit how you got there. Tell me when you got there, how you did it, what made it so. So usually you had to get to the, you know, third, fourth, fifth chapter before you got into the meat and potatoes of what you're actually trying to learn. And that's what I do in all my books is, you know, I don't sit there and go, well, I was born in Roswell, New Mexico. You know, I was raised in Rio Doso, so I was, I don't bore you with all that stuff that, you know, if we were in a social setting and we were at a party and you were asking me these questions, then I think it's appropriate. But when we're talking about things that I do that change my life and make a difference in my life, then I want to get to the meat and potatoes of it. I want you to get right into learning from the freaking introduction. You know, some of my books I've written things, you know, acknowledgments and I've dedicated some books to different family members and things like that, and especially my sister Deb, who I lost to cancer about a year ago. And so you can do anything you want to do, even in the face of poverty. I haven't got any money. I don't, you know, I can't go to school. I can't, you know, well, you can go to the library. Library's full of books. I do it all the time. I've been to the library twice this week. Because it's a great resource to go, and some of it, there's a book there that's on video and video cinematography and stuff like that, and it's really, really good. I think it was written, it's not that old of a book, but it has some really cool tips. So I go in and I write down the things I want to remember and the things I want to try in the field, and broaden my knowledge of filmmaking. And so I go do that all the time. You know, you can also go on to YouTube and all this kind of stuff. Excuse me, guys. And I'm going to kind of skip up to something here. All right. I wrote an article today for my blog, and it was Building a Business from Scratch, a how-to guide without a degree or money. And it's just some common basic stuff that you can do, but it, you know, if you print it out and use it as a guide, it'll help. But I ended and added something to the end of it, and the end of the article, I wrote a subsection called "Starting a Business in Complete Poverty." You know, most people are living paycheck to paycheck, or they are just one banana peel slip from losing everything. So, you know, or you're just so strapped, you know, you just don't have another penny to, and certainly you can't go to your significant other and go, gee, I want to take, you know, part of the kid's savings and start a business. What? Or just say, hey, do we have, you know, $100 in my budget for me to run some ads on social media? Those type of things. So let's talk about this for a minute and see if any of it resonates. You know, starting a business when you're in complete poverty and lacking essential resources like a phone or a computer can seem an insurmountable challenge. However, with creativity and resourcefulness and determination, it's still possible to lay the foundation of your entrepreneurial journey. So here's the thing. There is a difference when you learn the difference, and I've written about this a million times, talked about it a million times. When you learn the difference between resources and resourcefulness, you will conquer the world. Sometimes you got to kind of, you know, make it up as you go, but utilize public resources. When you don't have a phone or a computer, take advantage of public resources such as libraries, community centers, internet cafes, all kinds of things that you can find where there are computers, internet, and even basic office supplies. You know, the library, again, has computers you can use. You know, it's not the, and certainly a huge amount of educational resources so that you become an expert in your field. And you could start out with, you know, there's free blogs, there's social media, there's a bajillion ways. It's going to be hard, but there's a bajillion ways you can. You are not completely cut off from the world. Come up with a business plan. You can go to the Small Business Administration, and there is a part of the Small Business Administration called SCORE. And what SCORE people do is there are accountants, lawyers, and all kinds of retired folks that will give you advice on what you can do to start your business and how you start your business, how you operate your business. You can go down as you begin, you know, if you look at your business and you utilize being a sole proprietor, meaning you are the business, okay? Most counties you can go down to, once you make a sale or two, and you can go down to the county and you can file what's called an assumed name affidavit. Now we can put a name to our company and make it official. And that's usually $15 to $20, $25 at most. And with that certificate, you can go open a bank account. You can get a sales and use tax permit so that if you're selling hard goods that you have to charge sales tax for. And those things, all of those things, with the exception of filing the assumed name affidavit, are free. Of course, the bank's not free, but most banks, some banks will let you. I've seen business banks where you can open up an account with as little as $50. And if you don't have $50, it might as well be $500, but you will make $50 at some point in time if you're determined and you do what you set out you're going to do and you don't quit because all of a sudden it did get tough. You know, I put in as an example, you know, Maria, a single mother living in poverty, used the computers at her local library to research business ideas, create a basic business plan and apply for assistance programs. So guess what? If you go to, there are many, if you research it, there are certain zones within your state that have programs for folks that are coming through from a poverty area or live in an area that is below the poverty line or right at it. There's a lot of grants, money you don't have to pay. It might be as little as $500, $100. But it's an investment in your business that you don't have to pay back. So that's kind of cool. Actually, it's more than cool. It's excellent. It's great. Because every dollar counts. And I can't help but get a little bit taken aback by all this. That, you know, it's a damn shame, because all this stuff is out there that you have access to, that most of which is free. You know, there's all kinds of government assistance, nonprofit programs. You know, get into the library and start doing a little research. You know, you can do this. You got this. Don't let society, the government, or anybody else tell you that you can't do shit. That's why I love and hate the welfare system. I love it for the fact that when you need a helping hand, I'm all about that. Reach down, help you, dust yourself off. If you need a little bit of breathing room, you get it. What I'm not liking is when it entraps you it traps you, and it's sad because they give you this help that basically by design keeps you just above what you might be able to make to go out and get a minimum wage job. And if you go over it, you lose a significant portion of your benefits. Therefore, it's designed to keep you. And so there, so my thought process is, when you think about the cruelty of that, doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, color your skin, doesn't matter, none of that. It ought to piss you off. You got to sit there and go, you know what? Fuck you. I'll make it. The biggest thing that you can do, the biggest F you that you can do, is to make it. And make it big. And you can. There are more rags to riches stories than there are riches to riches stories. Most of the guys that are millionaires in this country actually don't have advanced college degrees. Or some that do don't even practice what they got a college degree for. So you can do this. If you're in this situation, let's say you're not in total poverty, but you're just, you know, making it paycheck to paycheck. How the fuck am I going to start a business? Well, all right, here we go. So let's say you do have some resources in your home. You can start, you can bootstrap it and start with little or nothing. I did. I didn't have a huge bank loan or any other damn thing, and I've built up, you know, when I started I didn't have a book published. And in that first year, I got in and I did what I said I was going to do and ended up publishing seven. Not one, seven. And I published a whole lot more since. So I feel like, you know, in some sense, you know, I do have, I'm a prolific writer, if you will. And did I start selling, just because you put it on a site to sell, doesn't mean it's automatically going to sell. You got to put some effort in getting people to go look at it. Usually one of the things I do is I try to go in and offer it free, and you can do that on Amazon, is offer it free for a few days, let people download it, and hopefully it will catch fire, and you'll get reviews, or people will say, man, I got this book from Robert Bruton, and it really did this or that. It gets the conversation started, you know? So there are so many ways that you can get things going for yourself without spending any money out of your budget, you know, and figuring it out as you go. You know, there's... hell, you could start an Etsy store. You know, there's a free version of it and there's a paid version. And as you start making a little money on your Etsy store, you know, if that's something you want to do, let's say you paint or do something that that you wish you could make a living at, you know, and there's ways to use print-on-demand businesses to put your stuff together, put your designs together. There is a bajillion ways, you guys, to leverage assistance programs and start with virtually no money. I hate the term no money. At some point in time, you're going to have to spend some money on your business, okay? But to get it started today, is think about, what would you call your business? What would the core values of your business be? What are you, and what I mean by that is what are you selling? What are you bringing to the marketplace? Whether it's a good service or you know, some piece of art, you know, what does that look like to your customer? What is the experience your end customer is going to have? And those are all things that today you could write all that down for free. You could begin to dream a little bit and put some action steps towards what you can do. You know, could you get out and maybe go to, let's say you're a good painter. And could you do something cute for kids and do face painting? Word of mouth marketing, I promise you, if you do good, or if you go somewhere and just tell people, hey, this is what I do, you know, you can get a Linktree if you do have a phone, get with Linktree and you can start your own little website there. That has your contact information and maybe some photos of what you do, and talk about what you do until you can make there's a bajillion ways to make a free website where you could showcase your work until you could upgrade that website into something a little more fancy if you wanted to. But who says you want to? Just show, you know, let your work speak for itself, you know? Then all of a sudden, you're able to go to a weekend farmer's market or a flea market and sit down and do, you know, kids love face paint, you know, and how much, you know, say you made a couple hundred bucks, put it back in your business, don't spend it, put it back in your business. Maybe with that, now we can go get some business cards that we can hand out to people. You know, so maybe now we can, you know, do some things that help us build our business. Doesn't take a lot to make all this happen at all. And all of this, now, for example, let's say that you didn't want to start a business, but you wanted to become better at your business. Well, what could you learn to go back to your boss and say, hey, I know how to do this. Is it worth something to you? Never do anything for free, because there's plenty of people, and trust me, I've worked for these assholes until I went basically out on my own. They'll let you do shit that benefits them for free. Well, you know, we'll, and don't let them bullshit you around and say, well, let's see if it works, and if it works, we'll work out something on your pay plan. You know, you let your conscience be your guide in that, but most times you get a huge fuck you at the end of it, and it sucks because people are greedy. You know, I worked in a very unforgiving business that when you knew, had a lot of knowledge, they didn't want to pay you for that knowledge, and it pissed you off. You know, and then they kept coming to you, keep coming to you and saying, hey, can you do this? Can you fix this? Yes, I'm sorry that I can fix it and you can't, but fuck. You know, I don't do this shit for free. Or go learn how to do it your damn self. So never give away your value, ever. And people will say, well, you don't have a client. Won't we do this one? Won't you do this for me for free? You know, wedding photographers and professional photographers get this all the time. You know? Well, you know, if you don't have many clients, won't you know, that $1,000 for the day seems a little expensive. Won't we do it for a couple hundred? Don't sell yourself out. And just look them straight in the eye and go, you get what you pay for. Do you want a $1,000 job, or do you want a $200, I don't give a shit whether I get a good picture or not job? Because at that point, I could give a crap. Think about it. Why would I give two shits to let someone steal my expertise and my value? At that level of the game, you're probably bringing a $2,000 or $3,000 camera to the party, plus your lights and editing softwares and all that kind of stuff. And somebody, just because you know you're not the as well known as another, wants you to discount your services for that reason, when you have a portfolio of maybe not as many wedding pictures, but maybe your urban pictures and your landscapes and all that are breathtaking. People can't deny the talent. You just don't have a whole lot in this one space. Don't let people steal from you. That's, you know, don't let them use that so they get something for, they don't pay you for your value. If they don't want to pay you for your value, trust me, you're marketing in the wrong place. Because there are people out there that give a shit way more about, you know, if they were having pictures done of their children, are gonna, you know, if you want some $200 picture, go buy a $200 camera and take a photo of your kids yourself. Go to Walmart, get it developed, and hang it up on the wall. Otherwise, this is what it costs if you want this level of art. If you don't, then why pay me? Go buy a $200 camera yourself. So don't think for one minute that no matter what, you can't do something better for yourself. Because you can. And there are plenty of free to almost free resources to get you started. If you have a phone, YouTube's a great spot to go get how-tos. I can't tell you how many times I've been out on a project and YouTubed something because I was looking to make sure that the way I was doing it was the best way and there wasn't a better way out there. Because if I can understand something in practice, in theory, I can make it work. You know, even if I don't have a whole lot of experience doing it that way, I can still make it work. Because I understand the end game. And that's something that, that you learn how to do, that you learn what's my end game here? What is my result? When I know that, then I usually can pretty much put stuff together that make it work. And you can too. It's not that hard. I'm telling you now. None of this is that hard. I don't have a huge, gigantic budget these days to do a lot of advertising and things like that. You know, something that really woke me up is we started an Etsy merch shop to sell our, you know, some t-shirts and hats and some other stuff that I enjoy doing. You know, and it's... has nothing to do with writing a book or making a documentary or shooting photos, but it's just something I enjoy to do. So I said, you know what, this will be a fun thing, and we can build this up and use this money to hopefully finance our day-to-day functions. And so I got on there. And I started getting all these emails within the Etsy environment on my, they were sending through, hey, talk to the shop owner or whatever. And it really kind of, I mean, part of me says, great, but so many, you have to go through and delete so many of these people that are doing that. And I appreciate the fact that they're trying to do it, but there are also a lot of scammers out there, and you have to be careful because you're giving permission to people to be inside the inner sanctum of your site, and they can get access to lots of different things if you can't lock them down, especially your passwords and all that kind of shit. So you got to be uber, uber careful. But I got this one woman that came in and started, you know, she would tell me, she gave me a proposal at the time because I didn't know better, but it was doing things that I didn't really know how to do in Etsy. So it was worth it to me to pay somebody to do some of this SEO stuff and things like that. And so $1,000 later, I'm getting nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. So I went in and I started looking at what this person had done. And I'm like, if this is all you're doing, shit, I can do this. So when I'm doing and putting something onto it, I just add the keyword things and the stuff that I know that needs to get done. I do those things myself, and I save myself $1,000. And now I just tell these people, yeah, $1,000 later, and my site's still this way. Because they could come in and tell me that my site's wrong, and it's not. You know, it's not. Because I hired one of those people who said it was, and they changed it, and it's still not working. So there's things that I have to do, and things I have to research. So going into YouTube and Etsy even has some university stuff that you can look at to learn how to build your business there. And so it's, you know, it's a good thing. And And the beauty of it is it's free. Didn't cost me shit. Okay? So, is there a way to get out of the situation you're in? Abso-frickin-lutely. Is it easy? Hell no. It ain't. It ain't gonna, you know, God bless. If you blow up overnight, man, I will be your biggest cheerleader. Have a positive outlook. Think that you're gonna get, you know, you're gonna get there. That's again, half the battle right there is believing in yourself. So by God, do it. I do. Am I where I want to be? Nope. Am I getting there? Absolutely. Abso-frickin-lutely. So, you can do this. You can. Lots of free resources out there. Lots of good help. Most towns have, unless you live in a really small rural area, you can find out where the Small Business Administration is in your area and utilize the free resources. They have seminars. A lot of community colleges in your town have free classes on how to start a business, how to write a business plan. There's a lot of government grants that they get to offer that to would-be business owners. Even if you're not going to start a business, you could benefit from learning that. Expand and broaden your horizons. Be the person that that learns and has knowledge. Be the person that instead of hanging out with your friends one evening, you stay home and you educate yourself with a good book. I'm not saying you have to do that all the time, but sometimes make a little sacrifice for yourself. Make an investment in your success. Think about it. If you read just 1 hour a day, every day for a single year, at the end of the year, you'd have 360 hours of study time and knowledge going into your brain. 360 hours. 365 hours. Not a bad achievement at all. There are a lot of books on Amazon that you can go download for free. A lot of how-to books that you can download for free. The Kindle app is free. If you don't get a Prime account and you just get an Amazon account, it's free. If you have an Amazon Prime account, download the Kindle app for free. Hook the two together and go find yourself some free books to look at. Or certainly some books that might, you know, sometimes we knock books down to, you know, $2. Not because they're shitty, it's just because I want people to buy them. And you'd be surprised at what you can do for yourself. So, what are you going to do today? You're going to learn something. You're going to start learning something. Start writing down some goals and aspirations. Start thinking about that business that you didn't think you could start. And now you just go, I don't know, maybe there is a shot. Because there is. There are more millionaires out there who started from nothing. Their garage. Hello, Steve Jobs and Apple. Started in his garage. Bill Gates and his cronies started in their garage. Most of the tech world started, you know, in their parents' basement or out in the garage. And a vast majority of them don't have degrees. Some do. Guys at Google all have PhDs, I think. But you could be, just because it says PhD behind somebody's name, if you went in and you were smart and you learned a certain thing and you could hold your ground when a PhD tells you, well, what do you think about this? And you could fire off an answer that makes them go, oh shit, this dude's not dumb. You don't got to have a fancy college PhD degree or master's degree or anything to be intelligent. Remember that. You don't need jack shit other than your noodle and to get off your ass and go out there and learn something to be extremely intelligent, talented, gifted, and be able to kick ass. You don't need some acronym at the end of your name that says, you know, this or that. Some three-letter bullshit. You don't need it. You don't. If you can get it, God bless. If that's the path you choose, God bless you. But do you want to go in and get intelligent, or do you want to go learn about stuff that socially responsible, you know? And we all are socially responsible. It's people who believe that you're not, that, and shout at the top of their lungs, but they have no idea, they don't know you from Adam. So don't let that shit get in the way of you becoming an intelligent, informed, and critical thinker, and get her done. Get out there and make it happen. Okay, kiddos. Thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of today. If you go to my website, robertbruton.com, you can read this article in its entirety. If you follow the link in our show description, it takes you to our link tree, and you can just go straight to the website from there. It's real easy to do. Not a big thing at all. I really believe that if you put yourself out there, if you put yourself together, you can become a successful person without any support, except the support you give yourself. So remember that. All right. This is Robert Bruton with the Flight Risk Podcast Show. Bye for now.